Back in January, we reported on the right whale in the wrong place. In the winter, northern right whales typically give birth in the warm waters off Florida and Georgia. But this winter, a whale named Wart had a calf in the chilly waters of Cape Cod Bay, the first time in 27 years of data collection that scientists had ever seen a baby right whale that far north in the winter. And scientists at the New England Aquarium and Whale and Dolphin Conservation were very concerned that the baby might not survive. Regina Asmuta Sylvia is senior biologist at Whale and Dolphin Conservation in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we called her to get an update on the wayward whales. Regina, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm on the edge of my seat here. What happened with Wart and her baby?
Well, I am very, very happy to tell you that Wart and her baby are doing well. The aquarium reported a sighting of them on April 18th. So the calf was about 3 months old, and it looked really healthy. It looked fat. Mom was feeding. So it's a really good sign that at least while they face other threats, she's over the hump. I think Wart is with caring for this calf and having had it in cold water. So it looks very, very positive.
So by April 18th, the calf is good to go in terms of surviving the northern winter.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, at 3 months old and seeing that the calf looked healthy and getting confirmation that, you know, it's still with mom and it's still feeding, and it's very, very hopeful. And so there's always issues with all right whales and all calves, and, you know, particularly moms and calves, because they spend so much time at the surface that ship strikes continue to be a concern and entanglements continue to be a concern for the species in general. But, you know, I think our concerns are a little bit allayed about the fact that, you know, it was born here and it looks like that's not the problem now. It's the problems that the population and the species face in general that we'll remain concerned about for all of them.
By the way, is this boy whale, girl whale?
We don't know. You can't really tell by looking at them. You can do it genetically if you get a skin sample. You can do DNA testing, or if they roll over, their genital slits are on the underside of the tail stalk. And so there's little slits that the moms have that are mammary slits from where the calves nurse from that are absent in the males. And so unless they roll over and you get a good look at that underside of the tail stalk, you can't tell. Or obviously, if you see an adult whale, a mom with a calf will always know Wart's a female because she's had calves. So it's not an easy thing to visually do.
How much milk does a mother right whale give in a day to a baby?
The calves will drink about 40 to 60 gallons of milk a day, and it's a really rich and fatty milk. So while it might not seem appetizing to picture or want to consume, it's kind of think of like a mixture of sour cream and cottage cheese and yogurt together. And it's very rich and fatty like that.
So now it's the middle of May, and I'm wondering if Wart and her baby have been joined by the rest of the right whales that are ordinarily around.
We did have in April huge amount of right whales in Cape Cod Bay, and unusually on the west side of the bay. It's not where we typically see them. Most of them have left the bay now, and we think that what they usually do is they leave the bay in mid-May, end of April, mid-May, and they head out east of Cape Cod to the Great Salt Channel. That's what we think they do, but, you know, I think as Wart and her calf surprised us here, you know, there's always potential surprises for how things are going to change. You know, I think we're all waiting to see where they're going to show up.
Now, you say that you saw the whales on the west side of the Cape Cod Bay, of the arm of the Cape. What does that do for them in terms of being in a marine protected area?
It's a big concern for us because the west side of Cape Cod Bay is not protected. Just the middle and eastern side is. In part, that's because historic sightings have shown that that's where they prefer to feed in the late winter and early spring. But we had not only Wart and her calf on the west side, we had probably a third of the right whale population that was on the west side of the bay at the end of April and beginning of May, and the food was very thick. I actually got a call from a harbor master in Duxbury, and who told me that they thought they had a pilot whale stranding in 10 feet of water. And I went down there to go check it out, and it was a right whale skim feeding probably 100 yards off the beach, and it was just going back and forth. And it's very unusual to be able to stand on a beach on, you know, the west side of the bay and watch these animals. And we probably had, at one point, maybe 130 right whales between the Cape Cod Canal and Green Harbor, which is just a little bit north of Plymouth. So I think that that's just really important for the government agencies to recognize that these animals do use the west side of the bay, and that area does need to be protected.
So if the animals are there, then whatever they eat must be there.
Yeah, yep, they're feeding on tiny little crustaceans that are zooplankton. They're tiny little microscopic animals called copepods. And the copepods were very, very thick on the west side of the bay. We don't know how they find their food. We have no idea, but clearly they're good at it. And they basically grazed it out. They spent as much time as feeding on it as they could to a point where they had diminished the copepod population, and then they take off for, in this case, it's not greener pastures. I guess the copepods are red, so they're looking out for redder pastures in other parts of the ocean now.
Hey, where will they feed come summer, do you think?
Usually they go from the Great South Channel in early summer, and then mid to late summer, early fall, they'll head up to the Bay of Fundy in Canada and around northern Maine and going up into Canada. And again, I say usually because nothing's been usual about this year, so we're just going to kind of watch it and see what happens.
When we talked to you last, it was too early for Wart's baby to have a name. He hadn't yet developed the markings that you scientists use to identify a whale, but has that changed in any way?
No. Officially, that calf won't get named probably for a year or so. Unofficially, we've all come up with all kinds of nicknames, but no official name yet.
Okay, what's your favorite unofficial one?
One of the ones we were jokingly kicking around for, just because Wart's the mom, is Blister. So we've got Wart and Blister, but, you know, we don't have any real official names. And we're just, you know, names aside, we aren't worried about the name so much as we're worried about the well-being of the animal. So we're looking forward to the calf actually getting to be a year or two old so it can officially be named, because that obviously will be a great celebration in and of itself.
Regina Esmuda Silvia is a senior biologist at Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And next time you see Wart, give her a hug for me, would you?
Absolutely.